Amen. All right. First thing I want us to do before we go on is there are three prayer points I want us to take this year. All right? So we'll pray these prayers for 2 minutes each. But these are important prayers. First one, Matthew chapter 20, verse 32 and 33. Matthew 20. I want you to ask God for these three things. Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I should do unto you?" And they said unto him, "That our eyes may be opened." Before that, they called him because of time, "Son of David, have mercy on us." You see, it is not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but it's of him that God opens their eyes. Now, there is something for you this year that you have to see. The Bible says, "Much food is in the tillage of the poor." A person that has nothing, much food is where they are. It is a lack of sight. So this morning, the first prayer you want to ask God is, "God, open my eyes that I may see this year. For time and chance happeneth to all." You know the meaning of that scripture? It means everybody in life. Even the person who sits down to beg. Everybody. Never. You have. Because time and chance happeneth to them all. Take it or leave it. The question is, some people see it, some people don't see it. So this year, whatever God is bringing your way, Lord, or whatever is in your field, are you following what I'm saying here? The blessing is not coming from the outside. The blessing is coming because your eyes were opened to see. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said the internet has always been here. Television has always been here. How to fly, it has always been on this earth. It's when man saw it that it became of benefit. Therefore, pray this morning for 2 minutes now and begin to call on God. Lord, grant unto me mercy. Mercy, which is eyes that see. Begin to pray in the spirit concerning it. Lord, open my eyes. This is what I'm asking. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my inner eyes that I may see. That I may see. There is much food in my tillage. The grass is not greener on the other person's side. It's that that person has seen something. Let me also see it. Mine. Daniel said, "No other person saw the vision except I." There were people on the left and on the right, but only him saw it. Ask for that which only your eyes will see. The scripture says a man sold the treasure in his field. He sold everything that he had just for that treasure. When you see it, you know this is it. Open my eyes that I may see. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive this mercy of eyes that see in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, just before I came, but let me not say that. Psalm 144. Now, this is a dangerous prayer. Don't pray it with suspicion. Just pray it that only the Lord knoweth. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Psalm 144, verse 10 to verse 14. Now, you have to ask God, if there's anybody in my life that is not making me make progress, are you following what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's either remove the person or remove me. It's a serious prayer. Psalm 144, verse 10. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivered David his servant from the hurtful sword. Next verse. Lead me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speak vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants. It won't happen if those people are in relationship with you. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be cornerstones, polished after the cementing of a palace. Verse 13. That our garners may be what? Full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in the street. Verse 14. That our oxen may be strong to labor. That there be no breaking in nor going out. And there is no complaining in our street. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand this? If Jonah is in your boat, you can't get to where you're going. You cannot get to where you're going. And let me tell you this, a wrong person in your life, if they ask you, if they put 10 people down, they are the last person you will pick. It's spiritual. So this is not suspicion or common sense. Are you following what I'm saying here? This is only God that can do it. Are you following? Now, when it happens, this is the sign. Jesus, people got offended in Jesus, said, have I not said? He says, no man can come except the Father draws him. If the Father doesn't draw, you will get offended in me and be removed. So it will cause fight. This prayer. You have one fight. Remember what you prayed January 1st. Are you following what I'm saying? When the fight starts, just remember what you prayed. Don't complain. Don't do anything. Just leave it and let the fight. Are you following what I'm saying? Let us pray. 2 minutes. If there is anybody that is planted into your life that God did not ordain, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please, as you are praying, God told me, he says, what do they call it in law? It's not a clause, you put something. Please, because I've preached before on Joseph that he thought in his mind to put away Mary. Christmas message. After the service, a guy wrote me that afternoon as I was eating Christmas lunch. You confirm my divorce. Listen. Please, listen to the scripture. The Bible says, whosoever giveth up his father, mother, wife, he said, shall receive a hundredfold. He removed wife. There's no hundredfold return on wife. Do you get what I'm saying here? So this prayer does not involve your marriage. You have made a vow, till death do us part. If it's wrong, then there's another prayer we can give you. It's grant me grace to carry my cross. And that what was meant for evil, God has turned it around for good. Do you hear what I'm saying? Last prayer point is the prayer of Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4:10. You ask for these three things. And enlarge my coast, and that his hand may be with me. And thou wilt keep me from evil. that it may not do what? Grieve me. In other words, you need to ask for God's protection, because when he enlarges your coast, people don't steal from. Are you following what I'm saying here? When your coast are enlarged, all kinds of people show up so that you are not grieved by the blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? So it's a prayer that you offer for 2 minutes. Let's pray about that also. Lord, enlarge my coast. Let your hand rest upon me, that I be not grieved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so we've come to a significant part in this meeting, and is a prophetic utterance. Let me just say, because some people may not understand the import of this. And I've seen many people send testimonies saying that they heard something, and this happened, and this happened. Let me say the import of this. If you go to Numbers chapter 6, verse 7, I'll just quickly say this. God told the priests, Numbers 6 and verse 7. Sorry, it's not 6, 7. The Lord bless thee, cause his face to shine upon thee. No. What's that scripture? Huh? Is it 26:7? Huh? All right. Numbers 26:7. That's it. Numbers 26:7. Put 24. No. The Lord bless thee. Huh? Okay, sorry. 6:27. No, go to 6:27. Aha, that's it. Not number 6:27. And they shall now. Okay, let's start from 24. Let me just quickly read it so you see what's happening. So he told the priests, the Lord bless thee. This one you should say, keep thee. Next verse, the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now, verse 27, he explains it. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So the priests were to come out from God's presence and put the name of it. In other words, what God was saying is, when these prophetic utterances go forth on people and they get into the situations where prophetic utterances have already been spoken over them concerning those things, he says, I will be able to intervene according to those prophetic utterances. Do you get what I'm saying here? So you can go out with the name of the Lord on you, and you can go out without the name of the Lord on you. Okay? So the prophetic blessing is to speak forward about events, that when such words are spoken over you, the name of the Lord is placed on you, and God can bring it to pass in that hour. Something tangible is transferred that enables God's intention to come to pass. The problem we have in society is people forecast harm a lot and release a spirit. And it's very important you have a blessing on you. Therefore, I'll make pronouncements of about 16 blessings, all right, in the time allotted here. 16 blessings upon people. Put up Jonah chapter 4, and I'll read the scriptures from verse 5 to verse 7, and make the pronouncement. Jonah 4, 5 to 7, so that I generate faith in people. So Jonah went out of the city and sat east side of the city, and he made a booth and sat under the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. Verse 6, and the Lord prepared a gourd, which was like a branch, and made it to come over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad. Verse 7, and God prepared a worm in the morning that rose up
and smote the god or destroyed it, and it withered. Verse 10. Go to verse 10. Verse 10, it says, Jonah 4:10. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the god, for which thou hast not labored, neither made it to grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Now, what he was saying to Jonah was, God said, I caused a branch that you didn't labor for, that there was nothing that you did that should have warranted it. In my mercy, I brought it over you. But because of your attitude about something, that same thing that was brought over you, without your own contribution, you allowed a canker or a worm to come in and eat it. So the first blessing I want to place is that the years the canker worm has stolen, listen to what I'm saying here, in 2025 will be restored. Yeah. Now, some of you here, under the sound of my voice here, wherever you are, had things that grew out, relationships, that were blessings that you have lost, positions that were given, favor that was shown you, and just as a moment, every single thing seemed to disappear. God's word to you this morning is that in 2025, all that the canker worm has stolen is restored back into your life. If you lost a position by reason of an attitude, God is giving you a second chance in the name of Jesus. If an attitude caused a vital relationship to go out of your life, and you've been going on without that relationship, mercy has visited you today. There is a restoration of that. By this time, next year, 2026, you'll be whole, you'll be full, you will have it growing back into your life with a sense of appreciation and with a sense of mercy in the name of Jesus. Opportunities that were lost are restored. Platforms that were lost are restored. Some of you had one conversation with one person whom God wanted to use to bless you. They changed their mind. Somebody else he has raised to bring that blessing back to you. And it is restored back into your life in Jesus' name. Number two, in Esther, this is very important. Esther chapter 8, Haman launched out an attack on the nation of Israel. And a date was set in the calendar for the day that attack will happen. When Satan went to meet God there, he asked for a certain time where he can come in and attack Job. Some of you, the date has already been set in 2025 for a spiritual attack. We want to reverse it now. Are you following what I'm saying here? That is, the demonic assignment has already been hatched. And a date is set for you to experience grief, for you to experience loss, and for you to experience deep sorrow. But in Esther chapter 8 and verse 5, Esther went into the courts of God, having been warned by Mordecai, and asked for a reversal. Said, if it please the king, if I have found favor in thy sight, if this thing seems right before the king and pleasing to his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters that are devised. Those letters were already risen and launched into those places that on that date launched the attack. She went in and asked for a reversal. We have interceded over you. There is a reversal. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, what will happen on that day? Esther chapter 8 and verse 16 first. What will happen on that day, and you will see it in the course of this year. The Jews had light on that day. The Jews had gladness. The Jews had joy. And the Jews had honor. In other words, the sting of death has been removed from that situation. It will still happen, but it will be a shell of itself. What the enemy meant for evil, instead of it bringing you down, that thing brings you up. You will know on the inside of yourself, this is what was spoken about on the 1st of January. This is the situation that will have damaged my career. This is the situation that will have damaged my family. But this is where I found joy. This is where I found gladness. This is where I found promotion. This is where I found honor in the name of Jesus. Esther chapter 9 and verse 1, as we conclude that prophetic utterance. Esther 9 verse 1, it says, now on the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated. That date that has already been set for them, their enemies and opposition to subdue you. It is the day of your promotion. It is the day of your elevation there. You will see it unfolding before you. And you will see the hand of God pull you out of that situation. And you will know, because it happened, I am now in this new position in Jesus' name. Psalm 102 and verse 13. God gave me this scripture, Psalm 102. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, the set time is come. This is the year the Lord will arise over you and vindicate you. Now hear me. This may not be for everybody, but some of you have gone through something, and the impression that has been created, and it has been hanging over your career. It has been hanging over your head. This is your year of vindication. This is the year that people will apologize and say, we joined forces with people against you, but we have seen the hand of the Lord upon you. Then Genesis 19, because it's a year of mercy, verse 16. This word will rest upon you and every member of your family. Listen, the angels that were sent, hear this, that were sent to get Lot out. Listen to them. Put it back up. While he lingered, in other words, they were not conscious of the urgency of the hour. They were lingering. The men laid hold, those are the angels, upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto him, they brought him forth and set him without the city before the calamity came. It may be an investment. Are you following what I'm saying here? It may be something that you have entered into, that this year people will see a collapse of that thing. But I decree over you that any situation that will bring about destruction, not just on you, this word is on every member of your family. An angel has been released to hold the wrist of every member of your family this year. And even if they are not conscious or knowledgeable, and they enter into a car that will have an accident, the angel will pull them out of that car. If they enter into a place where there is going to be destruction, the angel of the Lord will pull them out of that place. You will hear of things that will make you know that this word actually came to pass. That the angel of the Lord carried out your child before that collapse happened. That the angel of the Lord carried out your parents before that particular thing happened. That the angel of the Lord moved them to leave that place to go and buy something. Before they came back, disaster had entered into that place. This is your portion this year in the name of Jesus. Now, hear this. Genesis 39 verse 20 and 21. This is specific. This is very specific for some people. Genesis. Joseph's master, please hear this. Joseph was talented, he was hardworking, he was honest. This is what the blessing does that you need, because he was talented, he was hardworking, he was honest. And his master was deceived. But Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in prison. Next verse. And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Now, some of you, somebody in authority has carried you and put you in some form of what? Prison. You didn't deserve it. You worked. You are talented. But they have locked you out of that flow. Now hear this. This year, by the mercy of God, hear what I'm about to say. Somebody who is in authority but lower than that person will reopen a door if you lost. But as you continue faithful in it, you will rise to the point where as Pharaoh called for Joseph because of the opportunities that were given to him in prison, before this year ends, somebody in high authority will elevate you beyond that particular place where they imprisoned you in the name of Jesus. That is, he will show you favor, hear this, and start. Don't reject that little level. Because from there, you will meet with the king who will open up that door and take you to that higher place in Jesus' name. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 6. This is mercy of God. And Solomon said, thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according to as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on the throne today. In the mighty name of Jesus, through the mercy of God and by his mercy, places will be reserved and kept for your children. Yeah. That is, Solomon said, by the mercy of God, he kept this place. Privileged places on this earth, you will know, were kept away from other people, and your own children gained access to those things by the favor of God. You will know these are places that were prepared for a privileged few, and your own child and children shall enter into it in Jesus' mighty name. Philippians 2:27. Paul said, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. He said, God had mercy upon me. Philippians 2:27. All right, let's go to Psalm 4, verse 1. Forget about that Philippians. God told me not to use it. So if you don't use it again. Go to Psalm 4:1. All right. The chief musician here is Psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. I decree over you this year. Anytime you enter into any form of distress, it shall be for your own enlargement. I repeat. Anytime you enter into any form of distress, give God thanks, because it shall be for your own enlargement in the name of Jesus. And let me say this again, prophetically. As David lost all and went to God in prayer, and God said, go after it, overtake, recover. And they found an Egyptian slave who gave them vital information for that promise to come to pass without any pain or loss. This year, somebody will grant unto you vital and privileged information. You will receive help in form of privileged information, insight into certain things. And this will come through the hands of somebody you didn't think it will come through their hands. And they will give you that information that will unlock massive things unto you in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed this, we can declare it. Genesis 19 verse 11. It tells us, and this is eyes that are open. Genesis 19. And he smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. Listen, everything is before you. It's blindness that makes it look far. Are you following what I'm saying here? They were at the door, but because they were blind, they wearied themselves to find what was before them. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. The labor of the foolish or the blind wearieth all of them, for they know not how to enter into the city. I decree over you this year, your days of laboring, running helter-skelter, in the pursuit of your vision, waking up early, returning late with empty hands, those days are over in your life. For this blessing rests upon you from now on. Eyes that see. And as you stand still before God in worship, he will open up your eyes and you will see the door that is before you. Throughout this entire year, you will see that door. When others are anxious, anxiety, fear, you with your own eyes, you will see the way out. You will see the way in. You will see the way through, because your eyes are opened up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 14 and verse 1. It says, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and he will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and strangers shall be joined unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, some of you under the sound of my voice, is now time for you to own your own land. Now, you interpret it which way? And the Lord shall set you in that land. And it shall be called Rehoboth, for there will be no strife. For you are not going to take people from the other land into that land. Strangers will be joined to you in that land. That is, as you live The clients that you will have are not clients from where you are coming, but strangers that everybody will see. This is not a thief, but this is a blessed person. For strangers are the ones that will minister to you in your own land. For this is the year for that land to be old, in Jesus' name. Isaiah 60 verse 10. And this also will happen in that land. Isaiah 60 and verse 10. The sons of strangers shall build your walls. In that land their king shall minister unto thee. He said, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy upon thee, in Jesus' name. Now, this is for people that are blessed, because God told me, he said, you need to pronounce blessings or pronounce my name on people that are blessed. It's not every time people are in trouble. Some people are already blessed. We leave out people that are what? Blessed. Sometimes all that prophecy is for people in trouble. There are some people that are blessed. And it tells us, this for the elderly and blessed. Genesis 24 verse 1. The Bible tells us, and Abraham was old, well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. There was only one thing left that Abraham looked for. He sent his servant. Look at the next verse. Servant that ruled over his house, I pray thee, put your hand under my thigh. Next verse. And he said, I'll make thee swear, God of heaven, the God of heaven, that thou shalt take a wife unto my son. All that is left is the blessing upon your children. Are you following what I'm saying here? And your own grandchildren. And I declare to that group of people that your children shall not make a mistake in marriage. I declare over those people that even though you are materially blessed, the joy of that life will not be stolen through any disturbance in your children's life. You will see that the same angel that blessed you, that angel also has entered into the affairs of your children, put their houses in order, and they have grown to become strong, and they will exceed what you have done on this earth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you have fulfilled your cause, and the way that God will bless you is that with your own eyes, you will see a transfer of that blessing upon the next generation that will bring a joy to you beyond your imagination, in the name of Jesus. You know, they asked George Bush Sr., how do you feel when your son became president and you are alive and you were a president? He said, when I became president, what did he use? He said, I felt somehow. He said, but the day I saw my son sit and take the oath, I was bursting out with joy. That is, you get to a point where the blessing of God is what you see on the life of your children, and that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Ruth chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. We're about to get to close. We'll just have about four more. Ruth, Boaz answered and said unto her, it has been fully shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou left thy father, mother, the land of thy nativity, thou art come to a people that knewest not thereof. Next verse. The Lord recompense thy work, a full reward be given unto thee by the God of Israel, under whose wings thou hast come to trust. I decree over you that you have labored in the past, you have served. You have been loyal. But it looks like you've gone through life and you have not been fully rewarded. God's word to you is that God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. A portal in heaven has been opened over your life, and this year you will receive the full reward of your service, of your labor. You will pinch yourself at the things that God will do in your life, the places He will bring you into, the doors that He will open up for you, the relationships that He will bring into your life. And I say this to young ladies who have served God in all purity and honesty in the kingdom of God. And you have wondered, why have I gone without a life partner and other people are accessing it? If you've had that question in your heart, haven't served God from your heart, and that is why you have that question, this year that question is answered. Yeah. The Lord Himself has blessed you. Yeah. The way Boaz entered into the life of Ruth, so have your lines fallen into pleasant places. Yeah. And it's not just a natural marriage, it's a supernatural thing. For you will enter into a spiritual inheritance in the kingdom of God by reason of that marriage. And enter into a lineage in the realm of the spirit that you will justify everything within your life in Jesus' name. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 6. This will be clear this year. Ezra 7, 6. And Ezra went from Babylon and he was ready to serve the Lord. And the Bible says, that which the Lord of Israel, which the Lord of God had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord that was upon him. That king did not know God. That king was not a Christian. In the name of Jesus, to show that the hand of the Lord is upon you, somebody in authority this year who does not believe in the Lordship of Jesus, to show you that this is nothing else but the hand of God, every request that you need in that endeavor is granted unto you in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20, it says, a bird of the air shall carry thy voice, and he that hath wings shall tell the matter. I decree over you, your businesses, you have been local, operating within a certain place. A bird of the air, angels, shall carry the voice of that business. Angels that have wings will tell the matter. Enter into the courts of kings and whisper your name. And this year, that which you called local shall be transatlantic. For the angels shall carry that matter into places that your own feet could not enter, that your own hands could not reach. And you will receive a phone call. I repeat, you will receive a phone call. And on that day, you will be shocked at the voice on the other end. And you will find a favor in the eyes of that person. And remember, it was the angel of the Lord that told the matter. 1 Kings 5, 4 to 5. 1 Kings 5, 4 and 5. But now the Lord God hath given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurring. In other words, some of you are at that place where God has given you rest. You are not struggling, you have rest, no evil. Now, this is the blessing. The next verse. It says, but now the Lord God, the next verse, please. It says, behold, I purpose to build a house in the name of God. And Lord spake to David, thy son whom I will set upon the throne shall build. Now, David, Solomon built the house. And because of that, the family and the lineage of David entered into something money could not buy. I decree over you that as you have entered into the place of rest and you are prospering, the meaning, that is, you are in the kingdom, the meaning and the purpose for that prosperity, for that rest, your eyes are opened unto it. And you have entered into a project that has secured your family forever until Jesus returns. Your lineage will be forever blessed, and the mercy of God shall rest upon your entire family. I decree over you this year, may God cause his face to shine upon you. I decree that as you have stood here strong in 2025, you will be standing strong in 2026. Nothing broken, nothing missing in your life. Throughout this year, not one bone shall be broken in your body in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus over the work of your hands that the rain of heaven shall fall upon the labor of your hands from today till the end of the year. And you will know that you are under a visitation in 2025. For a portal has been opened up over the work of your hands for a supernatural lifting, and you will be blessed beyond measure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No marriage under the sound of my voice shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Even if you have submitted papers to terminate it, we reverse that decision right now in the name of Jesus. We call you out of that place and decree a fresh beginning, new advancement. The kingdom of God is established in your life. We call forth the wisdom that you need for progress. We call forth the relationships you need this year in the name of Jesus Christ. We call forth the kings that shall assist you and help you in your advancement in the name of Jesus. We declare the heavens opened over your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree that your eyes are opened up. This year you discover that treasure that will be transgenerational in the mighty name of Jesus. Step into the best year of your life so far. Step into an open heavens in the name of Jesus. Rejoice in the victory that God has given to you. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned around for good. Your path is as a light that will shine brighter and brighter unto you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. In your going out, you are blessed. In your coming in, you are blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us rejoice and give God praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you all.